Hello, Steve Allen here. Did you know there's a noise better than singing birds, better than lapping waves, better even than sizzling bacon? Do you want to hear it? That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run and grow your business. See, Shopify makes it nice and easy for anyone to get selling, from creating your online shop that looks just how you like it to finding new customers to come and use it. You don't need to worry about being an expert in coding or design. With Shopify, it's all done for you, and you get support 24/7. Every minute of the day, a new seller makes their first sale with Shopify, and you can join them. In lockdown, I hankered for my regular supply of the best baked beans, and thanks to Shopify, Heinz launched an online shop in just 7 days. Now it's your turn to get selling with Shopify. Sign up for a free 14-day trial at shopify.co.uk/Steve, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/Steve. Grow your business today.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. It's Friday, July the 15th, and I'm still a bit sort of sniffy and all the rest of it. It's this summer cold. It's very much a pain. I don't know where it came from, but you know, everybody goes, well, where did you get that from? And you think, I've got no idea. Think you can spread things now quite simply. And then Joe started sneezing yesterday, the producer. And I thought, oh God, here we go. We're all going to get down with this thing. But it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't matter, because it's just a pain, because your nose keeps dripping all over the place. And so you're sort of sitting there, all of a sudden you think, oh no, hanky. So I now carry loads of hankies with me, just in case. And then she died. Ivana Trump. Ivana Trump died at the age of 73. They got reports of a woman in cardiac arrest in her apartment, and they got there and she'd already gone. So, 73. I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't know how old Ivana Trump was. I think she'd been married 4 times. I mean, I always used to laugh at Ivana Trump because she had a daughter called Ivanka. Yeah, make of that what you will. And I remember thinking, you know, she had this sort of old-fashioned look. And then as she got a bit older, she started putting on a bit of weight, and so she got sort of puffy face and all the rest of it. But she was quite a character. She'd written a biography as well about her sort of leaving Czechoslovakia. And then she married Donald Trump, and then he got rid of her and married somebody else. That's all they do now. It's like a marriage merry-go-round. And she was worth about 50 million, I think, which is, you know, which is great, but you can't take it with you. You know, no matter, you know, how ill you get or how clever you are. Whether she had a history of heart failure, I've got no idea. But when I heard that, I remember thinking, isn't it funny? You just imagine that I had no idea how old she was. And I thought automatically she would just be one of these people who would live for a long, long time. Because, you know, and then they go, she was 73, and you tend to forget. 73 is quite old. These people don't look 73 because they've had surgery and facial reconstruction and all the rest of it. So you now get old people who look about half the age that they should do. Taylor Swift is very good looking. She's got a very good looking boyfriend called Joe Alwyn. I think he's a model. He's got very thin legs. I know that. I'm not sure about thin legs on models. I think models should have sort of stockier kind of legs. But anyway, Taylor made the most of Britain's current heat wave. How you can do that, I've got no idea. What did I have the other day? Because we have had our ice creams delivered most days now from Ian, who delivers Haagen-Dazs ice creams to all the London theatres. And so in the morning, he drops off a few for us, if we're very, very lucky. And so we had them the other day. And what did we have? We've had salted caramel, chocolate, and strawberries and cream. And it's only a little tub, but it's really delicious. Really, really delicious. So that's our sort of claim to fame. He drops around the ice cream. No, not for you today. No.
Hello, it's Katrina Ridley here, and I'm really excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, The Rethinkers. In every episode, we take an aspect of life or society that we take as standard and get a fresh perspective. Whether that's rethinking fashion, you know, maybe we can buy things secondhand or make the most of what we already have, rethinking the 9-to-5, getting a more holistic view of happiness. We basically see what other methods and approaches are out there in order to make the best decisions for us. Let's get a fresh perspective on what we take as standard. Press Control Alt Delete on life. So join me, Katrina Ridley, for the Rethinkers podcast. You can listen now on Global Player, download download the app or go to globalplayer.com.
It's not going to happen, Elliot, I'm afraid. EastEnders Shona McGarty commands attention in a leggy pink dress. She went to the Paul Strank Charitable Trust summer party. It's a very short dress, love. It's supposed to be a charitable event. It's not sort of, you know, hookers night out or something. Could you try and wear something that's a little bit more appropriate? Serena Williams, her husband Alex and daughter Olympia explore the Parthenon in Athens. I love looking at all these old buildings. I think it's just amazing. They're still standing. Absolutely amazing. So the tennis star enjoyed the family vacation off to Greece. How appropriate that her daughter's called Olympia. I think that's really very appropriate. But they seem to be having a lovely time. And you've got all these bits of it. It's like going to Pompeii or going to Rome. And you can look at all these marvellous things that are still there. Although Rome, I think, is a dump. And in the middle of the summer, it's a nightmare. The heat. You think we've got heat over here. Blimey, you want to go to Rome. It's terrible, terrible. Leonardo DiCaprio keeps a very low profile as he goes for lunch with Tobey Maguire in Saint-Tropez. He's sort of... there's something about Leonardo DiCaprio. I can't quite put my finger on it, actually. There's something about him. I don't know what... I've never thought he was a fantastic actor. The only thing I remember him from is, of course, Titanic. I don't remember him from anything else at all. But he likes the younger actresses, doesn't he? He's got a bit of a penchant for younger actresses. And they went out. Do you imagine you go out and people go... I mean, you wouldn't know it was him, because he's wearing a mask and a baseball cap, and you would not know that it was him. Toby is 47, and Leonardo is 47. They're both 47. Both 47. Colleen, sorry? Childhood friend. Yeah, probably. I don't know. But it must be nice. What do you think you talk about, you know, if you're sort of both that famous? What did Toby Maguire do? What was he famous for? Was he Spider-Man? Spider-Man. They're both child actors. Oh, right. Spider-Man. I thought they were quite good, actually. I did watch one of the Spider-Man movies a short while ago. But I don't think it was Tobey Maguire in it. It might have been somebody else. Yeah, there's been quite a lot of people in it. Colleen Nolan, in tears, as she ironed her son Shane Jr.'s wedding shirt. It would be her last mum duty. She's a bit needy, is Colleen, I'm afraid. It's only a bloody iron, darling. Get over yourself. And it's my last mum duty. I mean, he's 33 and he can't even iron his own shirts. What a waste of space he turns out to be. And then he asked her to iron the shirt. And I've told him, do one, pal. You iron your own bloody shirts. But anyway, they are a bit drippy, actually, than the Nolan family. They can't help it. It's just the way they are, I suppose. And... also, Shane Ritchie was there as well. And Shane went on to say how he was planning to head for Colleen's for dinner later that day, as his wife Maddie wasn't around to cook. So he can't cook either. I mean, honestly, what a waste of space. What a waste of space. Ryan Gosling apparently will give Bond a run for his money in the most costly Netflix film ever. But we don't worry about that, because Netflix seem to have limitless money. They've wasted so much on Harry and... what is that woman's name? And so on this one, the budget for The Grey Man, G-R-A-Y, is around $200 million, which is, you know, it's a lot of money. A lot of money. Directed by Anthony and Joe Russo. And I'm sure it'll be pretty good. I've never seen anything on Netflix. I do have Netflix on my television, but I've never actually watched anything. And the bitter last chapter for Faye Weldon's 26-year marriage... because Rupert Murdoch's decision to divorce, aged 91, stunned Jerry Hall, who's said to have received the news by email, which I think is actually quite funny, because, you know, he's 91, for God's sake. He looked exhausted. You can imagine, she's sort of going, oh, Rupert, oh, God, not again, let's get divorced, love. You know, because there's a time where you go, no, I just want to go to sleep now. But there you go. So 91 and did it by email. So they say. I don't know whether you believe things like that. Does it make any difference? I don't know. Vogue Williams and Spencer Matthews enjoy a trip to the beach in Spain with their children. And is that them? Vogue Williams and Spencer Matthews. I'm looking at you at the picture here, and it looks like two women to me. It doesn't look like Spencer Matthews there, unless Spencer Matthews is sort of coming out, you know. It doesn't look like Spencer Matthews at all, does it? It looks like Vogue Williams and a nanny, if indeed it is Vogue Williams. because we don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm never sure about these sort of things. It's going to be a very, very short podcast for today. I'm sorry about that. There is a reason, because my throat is absolutely giving me jip. So there's no point in straining it too much. I shall have to sort of just have the weekend and not do any talking. But it doesn't matter, because we shall be back fighting fit on the Monday morning. And you must download. You really must download, because we've got loads of goodies coming up on the downloads, which you are entitled to. So we'll tell you all about those in the forthcoming weeks, including a nice charitable thing which I've just started doing. So we'll tell you all about those and everything. I know, I don't want to go into all these whys and wherefores. It's a bit like winning the lottery, and I'm sure somebody better win the blooming lottery. The third time now, it's been 191 million. It's ridiculous. I will buy a couple of tickets, like 20, I think, or something like that. Spend a whole £40, and because you never know. As they say, it could be you. Never is, but they say it could be you. What would I do with it if I won all that money? I don't know, actually. I can't think of anything. Go into hospital and say, OK, right, how much is it going to cost for you to get rid of this infection in my throat? You know, I don't care what it costs, just do it. Ice cream's very good for it, apparently. Ice cream's very, very good. So perhaps we'll get some more ice cream today, which would be lovely. Anyway, have a great weekend. Just watch the temperature. A lot of people are going to fall ill, he says, sounding as ill as it is possible to get. But a lot of people are going to fall ill because the weather does affect a lot of people. So look after yourselves. Take care. And I'll talk to you on Monday morning for Steve Allen's Early Breakfast. Until then, stay safe.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen Sunday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio, and on Global Player.